In Newton's theory of gravitation, also, we find solutions with galaxies rushing toward each other under the influence of their mutual gravitation, and other solutions with galaxies rushing apart from each other as a consequence of an initial explosion. But we would not expect that the average galaxy could be just hanging more or less at rest in space. In order to allow a static universe, Einstein decided to change his theory. He introduced a term in his equations that would produce something like a repulsive force at large distances, and that could thus balance the attractive force of gravitation. This term involves one free constant, which in Einstein's static cosmology determined the size of the universe, and thus became known as the cosmological constant. This was in 1917. Because of the war, Einstein did not know that an American astronomer, Vesto Slipher, had already found indications that the galaxies, as we now call them, are rushing apart, so that the universe is in fact not static, but expanding. The expansion was confirmed and its rate measured after the war by Edwin Hubble, using the new 100-inch telescope at Mount Wilson. Einstein came to regret mutilating his equations by introducing the cosmological constant. However, the possibility of a cosmological constant did not go away so easily. For one thing, there is no reason not to include a cosmological constant in the Einstein field equations. Einstein's theory had been based on a symmetry principle, which states that the laws of nature should not depend on the frame of reference in space and time that we use to study these laws. But his original theory was not the most general theory allowed by that symmetry principle. There is a vast number of possible allowed terms that might be added to the field equations, whose effects would be negligible over astronomical distances, and can therefore safely be ignored. Aside from these, there is only one term that could be added to the Einstein field equations without violating the fundamental symmetry principle of general relativity, and that would be important in astronomy. It is the term involving the cosmological constant. Einstein in 1915 operated under the assumption that the field equations should be chosen to be as simple as possible. The experience of the past 3/4 of a century has taught us to distrust such assumptions. We generally find that any complication in our theories that is not forbidden by some symmetry or other fundamental principle actually occurs. It is thus not enough to say that a cosmological constant is an unnecessary complication. Simplicity, like everything else, must be explained. In quantum mechanics, the problem is worse. The various fields that inhabit our universe are subject to continual quantum fluctuations that give an energy even to nominally empty space